I really don't know what to do with that introduction. Guess I hope I don't mess it up. Had to follow Israel and Gabriel singing. That's like the worst. I was talking to some people I work with, some of my friends, and they're like, everybody knew that this was happening. And so they would ask me every week, how'd the sermon go? I'm like, that's in 2 weeks. See you the next week. How'd the sermon go? I was like, that's next week. And they're like, well, what are you going to talk about? Do you know what you're going to talk about? And I said, well, I'm going to talk about the truth. And they said, well, I mean, I guess you won't lack for material. I mean, that's a pretty broad subject. And I know that it is a broad subject, but I think it's something that's desperately needed today, and that's really what I want to base my ministry on, is the truth, and I hope that anybody who wants to do this has the same desires. They're going to base their ministry on the truth. Now, I want to start with a little exercise, and some of you have done this before. Don't worry, it's fine. So, I want to ask you. There's some words I want to ask you how to pronounce them. Because I get mixed up, and so I need to help with this. So the first word, okay, how many of you say it's Miami? How many of you say it's Miami? Okay, what about the next one? This is a good one. Okay, how many of you say it's Prague? How many Prague? Okay. Next one. Nollins. If you say New Orleans, they'll say you're a Yankee and they'll run you out on a rail. So don't say New Orleans. Last one. Alex is what you say, right? That's where I went to high school. It's pronounced Elick. Elick. We had an academic bowl team. We were called the Smart Elicks. I don't know. Give me another. Okay. What about your favorite color? I don't even know what mine is. I think I would say blue. I don't know. Green. Everybody's is different, right? Xander's is black. I don't know. That says something about him. I don't know. Okay, next one. Vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla.
Okay, angel food cake is vanilla. Devil food cake, chocolate. It's vanilla. Cake or pie? I'm a pie guy. But what's weird is my favorite pie is a cheesecake. That doesn't make any sense. But these are just preferences, right? It's just what you like, right? And that's okay. That's okay. It's what you like, right? These are not your truth. Okay? The world will tell you that these are your truth and that that's good for you, and maybe it's not for me, but that's not how the truth works. There's only one, okay? If something is true, it has to be true for all people at all times. And I know I'm going to get a different answer on this next one. I don't care. 2 + 2 = 4. It does not equal fish, CJ. 2 + 2 = 4, okay? Acceleration due to gravity is 9.8 meters per second squared. And you're like, what? Where are you going with this? Water is H2O. Everybody agrees on this stuff, right? And if you don't believe me about gravity, just come fall off the stage. You'll see how we can count the seconds, how long it takes your face to hit the ground. It'll be the same every time. Why is it easy? Water is 2 parts hydrogen, 1 part oxygen, right? That's what the water molecule is made out of. Nobody ever questions that, right? Why is it so easy to accept math and science as absolute, but it's hard with religion or belief? And that's because society has completely confused, and they start redefining words, right? They want to make words to mean what they want them to mean. But I want to tell you that words have meaning, okay? One of the best lines, I think, from one of my favorite movies perfectly describes what's happening today. They keep using those words, but I don't think they mean what they think they mean. Right? Awesome movie, okay? I know you should if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's very entertaining. But we're just changing the meaning of the words, and we want to change them at will to make them mean what we want to mean. And here's a couple that I grew up with, and we'll go through these quickly. Salty, right? That used to mean, when I was growing up, if someone was salty, they were really good at what they were doing, right? You don't want to play that team because they're salty, and they're gonna drive you into the ground, right? Now it means you're mad. I don't know how that happened. Catfish, okay? That's something that we went to the pond and tried to catch. And if you're crazy enough, you would stick your hole in there, or your hand in a hole, and try to grab one out and noodle it, right? But now, that's not what it means. If you get catfished, that means that you think you're talking to, this pretty girl named Sally, but you're really talking to a 54-year-old dude named Butch living in his mom's basement. You just got catfished. Okay? Canoe used to be a boat, that you went down the river in. Now it's just a not very good individual. I don't know about that. The cloud, right? They used to be things that rain came out of, right? Not anymore. Pastor Wes asked me a couple months ago. He's like, is this cloud thing, is this for real? He's like, is all my stuff in the cloud? And I was like, well, did you save it? And he said, no. I said, then, no, it's not. But it's different. Things mean different things. And they try to take these words. And reckless, right? When I was a kid, reckless meant reckless. I'm not even touching that one. A troll. Used to be that little green guy that lived under a bridge, right? Scared people. Now it's a person who follows you on the internet and makes fun of you. Who might actually lived under a bridge. I don't know. Lit. This is a good one. It used to mean like illuminated, right? Illuminated, or maybe filled with like the other spirit, you know? People are lit. I can remember that one of the times we went Christmas caroling, CJ and I were in the bus and we were pulled up to this house, man, big house, and there was just lights everywhere. And I was like, CJ, that house is lit. And he said, please don't ever say that again. I said, okay. Guess I didn't understand that word yet. And the last one, literally, I mean, come on, guys. Literally. I was talking to a guy who was like, I was doing this thing, and man, my arm literally fell off. And I was like, it's still there. No, I mean, it literally fell off. My arm hurt so bad. I was like, well, how'd you put it back on? I said, that's what literally means. It literally happened. People don't get it. But truth is not up for interpretation. Okay, these people try to make words mean different things, and they try to bring in new words and want to make stuff mean stuff different, but truth isn't up for interpretation. And now I was doing some research on truth, and just to see what, because there's so many things out there. I mean, there shouldn't be, but there is. And there's this website dedicated to educating people on the four truths. Okay, four. They said that there's four different truths. There's an objective truth. That's what exists and can be proven physically. Then there's a normative truth, and that's what society agrees on. Then there's a subjective truth, and that's, you know, kind of how you see things, your truth. And then there's the complex truth. Now, this is the good one. The complex truth recognizes the validity of all the truths and focuses on the one that is most useful at the time. These are the things that they are teaching your children. It's nonsense. Amen. There's just one truth. That's the definition, right? There's just one. Now, I want to take you on a little trip, and I know you don't, maybe you like imagining things, but imagine that you're a train, and you have an engine, and you have cars. Is Brother Bobby here? My train guy's not here. You have an engine, you have cars, you have the caboose, you have all that stuff. Now, this train is made up of four things: actions, emotions, thinking, believing. Now, what order would you put these things in? Starting with the engine, which comes first? Which one of these things do you think is the engine? Now, most people say that thinking drives all of those things. Thinking drives emotions, actions, and belief. But the Bible puts them in a completely different order. Believing comes first, and then everything else follows. Now, let me give you a little illustration. Imagine that I told you that I deposited $10 million into your bank account, and you believed me. The first thing you would do, you'd be elated, right? You'd be so happy. Man, what can I do? Then you start thinking, what can I do with $10 million, right? And then you would take action and you would run as fast as you could to the bank, right? That's what I would do. Note the order. Belief came first, and then thought, and then emotions, and then actions, right? That's how it works. Now, let's keep going. So what if you ran to the bank and you said, I want to withdraw my $10 million that Tim gave me. And they said, let me check. Let's see. You don't have $10 million. As a matter of fact, you owe us money. You're overdrawn. Now how do you feel? Truth has now replaced your joy with disappointment, with anger, with desperation. You believed my lie, and now you got hurt. A bad belief system has disastrous results. Now, let me tell you a couple of the lies that the world has told you. And this is to everyone. This is not just to the youth. And one of the things I want to address is, well, Pastor West said, well, some of the people are concerned that you're too old to be a youth pastor. And that was my concern at first. But who is supposed to teach the younger? The older, right? And I don't really know that a lot of guys that are, 24, 25, that have a lot of experience, right? I've done a lot of things wrong, but I learned from those things, and I've seen a lot of things happen. And I hope that, and I'm not a kind of person that, I'm not an old fogey, not that that's bad. I don't make fun of people walking slowly down the aisle. I don't do those things. I try to identify with the people I'm speaking to. And I love teenagers. And I know you think that's crazy, but my wife will tell you I'm a little crazy. So anyway, the lies that the world has told you is that you need to believe in yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. Money will make you happy. The more Instagram followers you have, the more popular you'll be. Your truth is true for you. You are the result of some cosmic accident. Life isn't precious. Not all lives matter. You can live any way you choose and love whomever you choose. Social justice, racism, those are the things that we have, those are the biggest problems we face today. There's no accountability, there's no afterlife, there's no God. You have to stop believing the lies. You have to start believing the truth. Look at John chapter 8, verses 31. And 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And if you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Look at the order. The belief came first. These Jews that believed that Jesus was the Messiah, the Jews that put their faith in him, and it wasn't until then that they could know the truth and then be free. See, Christianity is a completely new system of belief. Okay? It's not just something you add to what you already have. It's like a new operating system, right? It's not like an app. Everybody get that? This side did. Okay. It is. It's completely new. It's not something you add to what you believe. It's completely different than how you're wired before. Okay? Now let's talk about the truth of the beginning. God made everything ex nihilo. That's a Greek word that means out of nothing. In 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. Okay? Pretty simple. You're not the result of some cosmic accidental explosion. That's not how it worked. Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. We're created in the image of God, or imago Dei. God created us male and female. Okay? Adam and Eve. That's where it all started. We are distinctly different. Distinctly different. Okay? Girls, XX. Boys, XY. This is how we're created. That's it. We're made to be different. Okay? We're equal. And I don't want people to misunderstand me. We are equal. We just have different jobs to do. We're made for different things. The Bible describes the man, or the word that man means like the hard one, and woman means the soft one, right? What do you do when you're young and you get hurt? You go to mom, right? You need mom. When you're older and you get hurt, dad comes along and says, quit being a baby, get up, rub some dirt on it, you'll be fine, right? You need both. You need someone to take care of you. You also need someone to help you grow up. And all this was going fine. It said that God created everything and it was good. And it was. Until Adam and Eve chose to believe the devil's lie over God's truth. And the lies of Satan seemed better than the truth of God. And now because of sin, we live in a cursed world. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat the bread. shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and also thistles shall it bring forth to you and to thee and to thou. Shall eat of the herb of the field and the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread. Till thy return into the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. Our world is cursed because of sin. We don't think right. Our brains are broken. Our emotions aren't in line with God's at all. This is the noetic effect of the fall. This is how everything we see started, and it's still the same way today. People are still being tricked into believing the devil's lies. It hasn't stopped. And one of those is the lie of evolution. Evolution will tell you that life is meaningless. You're meaningless. You descended from stardust. Your ancestors came from soup. I mean, that's awesome. Suffering has no purpose. Nothing you do has any value. There's no explanation for sin. There's no explanation for death. There's no ultimate justice. There is no afterlife to look forward to. And you wonder why so many people are depressed. So that was a lie. Listen, what about the truth of design? Look at Psalm chapter 139, verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Maybe. Keep going. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. The psalmist is talking about God knew him. Even when he was in his mother's womb. God predetermined that he would make you. Okay? Don't let people tell you you're an accident. God knew he was going to make you. Ephesians 2:10 goes on to tell us that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus and two good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Before. He knew. Okay? In case you didn't get it. Life has meaning. Life has purpose. You have purpose. God created your ancestors from the dust. You have value because you are made in God's image, and your work has value. Now, that's completely opposite of what the world says. And there's another lie that the world comes in with, and I think we fall into this one too easy, and that one's self-esteem. And they say you need to believe in yourself, right? Everyone is special. If everyone is special, then isn't really no one special? I don't know if they thought of that. They'll say you're lovable, you're amazing, right? I hear that word so much. So tired of it. But what happens when these people grow up and they find out they can't do everything? Their hopes are crushed. But the truth is, we're not good. We're not lovable. We're entirely unlovable and rebellious. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. I did have these marked. Oh, okay. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. God's love doesn't, it isn't because of what we do. It's because of who He is. This love should humble you. This love isn't based on your lovability, because a lot of us wouldn't get any. The world says love yourself. The Bible says this is real love. 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, that not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He loved us first, just like the Jane boys told us. Romans 5:8. But God commended His love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If God's love was based on us, we'd be in huge trouble. We would undoubtedly mess it up. The truth is, we aren't amazing. We're not. And that's another one of those words that people keep using. I don't think it means what they think it means. We aren't amazing, but God's grace is. The other lie that we're taught is the lie of race. And I know I'm getting a little close and people are like, oh no, what's going to happen? But these are the things that your children are confronted with. And I want you guys to know that I'm not afraid to tell them the truth. Now, I may get canceled, but whatever. What are they going to do to me? I don't know. I don't even have a Facebook account, so I don't know what they're going to do. We didn't evolve from other animals, like Charles Darwin theorizes in his book. And in case you didn't know, that the whole title of that book is On the Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection for the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. It's a long title, I know. But everybody leaves the last part out. Why? It's really cringy. Right? They're like, oh, we don't want people to think that that's what we believe. I mean, even though the dude that we hold up here, he believed it. Darwin states in his book that different races came from different animals. Right? You have one race that came from a chimpanzee, one race that came from an ape, one race that came from an orangutan. That's how we're all different. And that's why we have different, that's why we look different, right? Makes sense, right? No. It couldn't be further from the truth. There are not favored races. All of the people on the earth came from two people. We're all descendants of Adam. There's only one race, and that's the human race. And I know everybody's like, oh, well, that's a catchy phrase. It's true. It's true. We're all made in God's image, not just some of us. Race isn't even in the Bible. Do you know that? Race is not ever mentioned in the Bible. It's not even a thing. It's not even a thing. The Bible talks about different ethnicities of people, but not races. The Bible actually states that we are all the same. Amen. And that we're equal in Christ Jesus. Look at Galatians 3:28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're all the same. Right. Romans 10:12-13. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto him, all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. God doesn't care. There's one race. Now, let me ask you this. There's some people in here I know for a fact that give blood, I don't know, once a month. Is it once a month? I can't see your finger. Every 2 months? Okay, never mind. Twice a month, maybe. I don't know. But if you ever give blood or you need blood, what are they concerned with? Besides, do you have any diseases? What are they concerned with? Are they concerned with your skin color? No. They're like, what blood type are you? Or they ask, they figure it out, right? Mine's B negative, I think. I mean, that's just how I am. Not really. I don't know what it is. I actually forgot. But the only difference between us is melanin, right? Everybody knows that. Some have more, some have less, right? That's how it is. Everybody's the same. There aren't really black people or white people. There's just different shades of brown, right? Some people are really light brown. Some people are dark brown, but it's all shades of brown. Do you know that there's only a 0.03% difference in genetics between any two people on the planet? Me, take my DNA, go across the other side of the planet where I went, take Brother Ginn's DNA, 0.03% difference, maybe even closer. We're all the same. And we're all the same in the fact that we are sinners in need of a Savior. That is the problem. It's a sin problem. It's not a skin problem. So let's talk about, now we're really going to get into it. Racism, BLM, social justice. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong on this. Treating people differently because of the color of their skin or the level of melanin that they have is wrong. No question. No question. But citing everything as racist is ridiculous. Amen. And that's the BLM's theme song, yeah. Right? How many of you seen the Lego movie? Okay, come on. Okay, that little song they sing, Everything is Awesome, right? The BLM has taken it. Everything is racist. That's what they do. That's their theme song. And they need to talk to the Lego people because I'm sure they got some copyright infringement. But we shouldn't, now a lot of people say, well, we're not going to support the BLM because it's stupid. Well, that's not a good reason. Let me give you the reasons. This organization is undeniably anti-biblical. Amen. Yes. And it's based completely on lies. Amen. Okay? The title itself is a misnomer. Okay? It's a trick. Admiral Akbar would say, it's a trap, right? It's not true. Not true. It's not about the value of life at all. It's about black power. It's about Marxism. It's about the oppressor and the oppressed. It's a never-ending cycle. Because look, this is what Marxism is about. And in a nutshell, okay, you have an oppressor and then you have an oppressed people, right? And the whole goal is for the oppressed people to overcome the oppressor. See anything wrong with that? Start all over, right? It's a never-ending cycle. No one is ever going to be happy. It doesn't work. The BLM is radically pro-abortion. Radically. I mean, and I want you to think about this for a moment. 2020, the WHO reported that over 57 million people died. Okay? 57 million people died in the year 2020. Heart disease, cancer listed as the top two causes of death. Heart disease took the top spot with 9 million people. Heart disease killed 9 million people. And you think to yourself, man, that's horrible. That's horrible. And maybe I should take better care of myself. Maybe I should eat less French fries. Heart disease is serious. But let me tell you the reality. The reality is this. There were 42.6 million babies murdered in 2020. 1 year, 42 million. That's almost five times the number of people killed by heart disease. Almost 75% of the total amount of deaths that were reported. Those weren't reported as deaths, by the way. So 100 million people died in 2020. 43, almost 43 million of them, we're like, it'll be fine. It's not fine. And that's one thing that I would like to see us do, is to take up more of a mantle of, hey, this is wrong. And I don't think there's anybody in here that believes it's right. But the only thing that has to happen for things to go wrong is the people that know right not to do anything. So there are parts of New York where more babies are aborted than born. It's sickening. And these are the parts where this organization is rooted. Okay? The BLM movement is against family wholeheartedly. They said they want to tear down the patriarchy. They don't like men. They don't like families. They don't like the nuclear family. So if you have a man and woman in your house, they don't like you. If you're married and have children, like, that's not how it works. That's not how they want it to work. That's wrong. Now, I watched a, if you guys ever watch YouTube, I mean, don't do it at work. I don't ever do it at work. Where's Eldon? Most of the time, I don't. On my break. But there was a documentary called Paint the Wall Black. And I recommend that you watch it if you haven't seen it. You will see what the BLM is all about. There was a guy who had a restaurant in Chicago. It was one of the top reviewed, Yelp reviewed restaurants in Chicago, and I don't know if you've ever been there. There's a lot of good food in Chicago. This guy was on the top. He was a Christian. He became a Christian, and he said, I just can't support them. And they came to his restaurant, and they protested. They rioted. And I can't see. I mean, he was there. He said, listen, if they're going to come, I'm going to preach the gospel to them. It's just like an extra witness encounter for me. But things turned ugly. And he had to get to his car, and the police are kind of escorting him to his car, and people are spitting on him, throwing rocks at him, throwing water bottles at him. And the whole time they're saying, look at this guy, he's filled with hate, as they're throwing rocks. And he's walking to his car. And they don't get it. Paint the wall black. You should watch it. But social justice is not justice at all. Okay? If you put anything in front of justice, it's no longer justice. Okay? Justice. That's what we want. And some people say, well, Jesus was for social justice. Really? He was? Jesus didn't even attempt to free the Jews from Roman oppression. He didn't seek to get rid of the rich and the poor. What did he say? The poor you're always going to have with you. Right? He wasn't trying to redistribute the wealth. He wasn't focused on freeing the Jews from the oppression of Rome. He came to free us from the oppression of sin. Amen. And God will bring justice, just not social justice. Okay? And we all want justice. That's why crime dramas are like the best thing to watch on TV, right? I mean, sometimes. Because we all want the bad guy to get it, right? We want the guy to get what's coming to him. We want the people. We want to see justice. We want to see the evildoer be punished. And you know, that in itself is a proof that God exists, because we know what justice is, and he writes law on our hearts. But there is only one true standard. There is only one correct answer. Either we're following the truth or we're not. We can't all be right, okay? Either atheism and the world system and all the other religions are false and Christianity is true, or everything is false. That's the only possible answer. They can't all be true. They just can't. You can't have things that are diametrically opposed to each other and they both be true. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's called doublethink, right? Trying to hold two diametrically opposed things and you think they're both true. And the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we see these people. They're trying to hold these two views and they can't do it. And they can't figure out, like, which, and neither one of them is right. But they can't all be true. The truth is very narrow. Okay? The truth is going to offend some people. And we're living in a society that will cancel anything if one person is offended by it or it makes them feel bad. But let me tell you something. The truth of the gospel will make you feel bad. You know why?
You're bad.
That's the truth. The only thing that can bring remedy to our condition is Christ. You can't do good to make up for your bad. You can't fix it without the blood of Christ. There's no fixing it. Some of you need to repent. Some of you need to put your faith in Christ. Some of you just need to remember what he did and stand up for the truth. Now, some people might think it's mean to tell people that they're wrong, but it's the kindest thing that you can do. My son gets so upset when you correct him because he wants to do everything right. And I understand that. He's a perfectionist. I don't know who he got that from. But he wants to do it all right, so he gets mad if I say, oh, well, that's not exactly how you do it. He gets upset. I'm like, listen, if I don't tell you that, you're going to be doing it wrong for the rest of your life. And there's a lot of people out there that haven't been told, and they're going to be the same way. They're going to keep doing it wrong for the rest of their life until we tell them the truth. The Bible says we're supposed to speak the truth in love, and that's what I'm trying to do. Your religious beliefs aren't just a preference. They aren't just true for you and maybe not for somebody else. The truth is, good Buddhists aren't going to heaven. If they don't have faith in Christ, they're going to pay for their sin. You can put every other world religion, a huge group on this side, and you put Christianity over here by itself. Every other religion is about trying to do good, trying to make up for your bad, hoping that the scale in the end is going to tip your way and you'll be okay. Christianity is not about that. Christianity is about the truth. It's about forgiveness. It's about Christ taking the punishment for our sin. He became sin that knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I'll leave you with this. Christianity isn't true because it works. It works because it's true. Stop believing the lies that the world is feeding you and start believing the truth. Stand up for the truth. Don't do it because someone tells you to do it. Don't do it because your mom and dad do it. Don't do it because someone else, your friends, do it. Do it because you believe it.